Good morning, you're listening to English Waves Radio. My name is Emma Phillips. This is the morning news. The meeting that was due to take place this morning between the Gilets Jaunes and the government at Matignon will likely be cancelled. Some members of the group of representatives have said that they have received threats and would only be attending if there was a guarantee that the meeting would be constructive and would lead to a change in the course of government policy. Only one single member of the group has said they would be willing to go to Matignon today, although the meeting will not be held on that basis alone. The next question facing the Gilets Jaunes is simply, will Act 4 of the protests be taking place this Saturday? The Minister of the Interior, Christophe Castaner, spoke to the Assemblée Nationale yesterday about some of last weekend's most serious clashes between protesters and security forces. He said that there was a will to kill France's police forces. He said that he was due to meet soon with police unions. The police have also requested to meet with Emmanuel Macron. Yesterday, the president had lunch with representatives from the riot police, CRS, as well as some firefighters. Sources indicate that Macron has pledged the CRS an extra bonus as a thank you for their deployment over the past month. Some of the first judicial sentences have started to be handed down as a result of the violence in Paris last Saturday, including 3-month custodial sentences and 3 months suspended. Most of last weekend's arrests were of people previously unknown to the police services. From today, the courts will be looking at some of the most serious cases. The president of France's Union of CEOs, MEDEF, has said that the country is on the verge of economic emergency. Geoffroy Roux de Bézieux was talking to the newspaper Le Parisien. He said that as a result of the road blockades, the agri-food industry has already lost nearly 13 billion euros because of extended delays on deliveries. You've been listening to The Morning News. I'm Emma Phillips for English Waves.